The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, this is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Money.com. Our first article from Money.com, How to Protect Your Credit Cards from Scammers. Credit cards are essential financial tools that make life much easier, allowing people to purchase goods and services, and in some cases, earn rewards. However, credit card fraud is a growing concern that everyone needs to be aware of. No one wants to open a credit card statement and find thousands of dollars worth of unknown charges. If you use credit cards at all, you should know what credit card fraud is, how it can occur, and most importantly, how to protect your credit cards from scammers. Credit card protection begins with exercising caution when using them. Only use your credit card on secure websites and with reputable merchants. Never give your credit card information to anyone over the phone or through email, and be wary of unsolicited offers or requests for personal information. What is credit card fraud? Credit card fraud occurs when someone uses your credit card details to make unauthorized purchases or accesses your funds without your knowledge or consent. Victims of fraud may suffer financial losses, a damaged credit score, and an array of other issues. Fraudulent activity can range from small unauthorized charges to large purchases made by someone who has stolen your credit card information. If you notice any unauthorized charges on your statement, report the credit card fraud immediately. If you need to dispute a credit card charge, your credit card issuer will investigate the charges and, if they are found to be fraudulent, will typically remove them from your account. Monitoring your credit history is another way to catch suspicious activity. Many of the companies on the list of the best of the many of the companies on our list of the best identity theft protection services make this task easy. How can credit card fraud occur? Some of the ways in which credit card fraud can happen are stealing actual cards, hacking into accounts, phishing scams, and credit card skimming. Physical theft. Physical theft is one of the most straightforward ways that credit card fraud can occur. A thief steals your wallet or purse, or may physically take your credit card from you. Once they have the physical card, they use it to purchase goods or services or withdraw cash from your account. Protecting yourself from physical theft can be tricky. Don't make yourself an easy target by flashing money or cards around while in public. Keep your wallet or purse in a safe place, but also remember that if a thief threatens you, no matter the amount of money, none of that is worth your physical safety. Account hacking. Many people lower their guard when using a credit card from the safety of their own home or phone to make online purchases. Hackers exploit vulnerabilities in technology and user habits to gain access to a computer or phone. Then, they can obtain the necessary credit card information to make purchases or transfer funds to their accounts. Using strong and unique passwords for all of your accounts is crucial for warding off these attacks. Password manager programs can generate and store complex passwords securely if you need help. A hacker may access your credit card account information through various means, such as phishing emails or malware. Malware, or malicious software, is as scary as it sounds. Hackers won't come out and tell you to download their malware. They'll often disguise it as a safe file a user might have no reason to be wary of. After tricking a user into downloading the program, the hacker can use the malware to gain access to credit card information in several ways. Keylogging malware captures every keystroke a user makes on their computer, including credit card numbers and other sensitive information. Screen capture malware takes screenshots of the credit card information displayed on the victim's computer screen. Remote access malware allows hackers to access a victim's computer and search for credit card information. Man-in-the-middle attacks occur when hackers intercept communications between the victim and a legitimate website, allowing them to steal credit card information as it's transmitted. To protect credit card information from malware-based attacks, keep your computer and antivirus software up to date. Avoid clicking on suspicious links or downloading unknown attachments, and use two-factor authentication when possible. Phishing scams. Phishing scams are another common method scammers use to steal credit card information. As the name implies, the scammer designs a hook to catch the victim. That hook could come in many different forms, but generally happens via an email or text message pretending to be a legitimate organization, such as your bank or credit card company. You may be asked to click on a link or provide personal information, like your credit card number and security code, or usernames and passwords. This same method can be used to get you to download malware. To protect against phishing scams, never disclose your personal information when responding to an unsolicited email or text message, and make sure you know how your bank or credit card company contacts you. Look carefully at the return address on any official financial email. Scammers will often use email addresses that are similar to official ones with small changes. Also, be vigilant when using any messaging service. For example, phishing is one of the most common WhatsApp scams. If you suspect a message may be fraudulent, contact the organization directly using the phone number or email you know is legitimate. Phishing scams can take many forms, but here are some of the most common ones. Email phishing is the most common type of phishing scam. Criminals send emails that appear to be from a legitimate source, such as a bank or social media site, asking the recipient to click on a link or provide personal information. Most email providers catch many, but not all, of these emails and automatically move them into a spam or junk folder. Smishing involves text messages instead of emails. The criminals send text messages that appear to be from a legitimate source and ask for sensitive information or direct the recipient to a link. Spear phishing is a targeted attack in which criminals send personalized emails to specific individuals or groups. The criminals often use information obtained from social media or other sources to make the emails more convincing. Vishing uses voicemail calls instead of emails or text messages. The criminals call the victim and pretend to be a representative from a legitimate entity, such as a bank or a credit card company, to obtain personal information. Social media phishing involves criminals creating fake social media profiles or pages to obtain personal information from users. May also use social media to send messages that appear to be from a friend or a company, directing the receiver to click on a link or provide personal information. Everyday scammers send people phone calls, emails, and other messages made to take advantage of the recipients. Be vigilant and cautious when somebody requests personal information or before downloading a file through email, text messages, phone calls, or social media. Before sharing any sensitive information, verify the legitimacy of the request. Even if a phishing attempt doesn't ask for credit card information directly, identify theft and social security, identity theft and social security scams are also possible. Credit card skimming. Credit card skimming is stealing credit card information from a physical card reader, such as an ATM or a gas pump. Scammers install skimmers to the card reader terminal and capture your credit card information when you swipe your card. Always inspect card readers before using them. Look for any signs of tampering or loose components, and consider using the chip reader instead of swiping your card. If you see a terminal that looks suspicious, report it right away. With a terminal, you have the time to decide if it appears safe. But your vigilance shouldn't end there. You should protect credit cards from electronic pickpocketing as well. While not common, criminals can use a scanner to wirelessly capture card information if the scanner gets close enough. No one wants to worry about the person behind them in line at the store stealing their information. To set your mind at ease, you can buy RFID blocking wallets that protect credit cards from scammers. For a sleeker option, get a specially designed sleeve to protect your credit cards. These accessories protect credit card chip radio frequencies that emit account information. Credit card fraud prevention tips. Credit card fraud can happen to anyone at any time. However, you don't have to stay up all night wondering how to protect yourself from credit card fraud. Take steps to protect your credit card information as soon as you can. Here are some tips to help you prevent credit card fraud. Be careful who you give your information to. One of the most important things you can do to protect your credit cards is to never give your credit card number or personal information to someone you don't trust. Make sure that the website or business you are dealing with is legitimate and reputable. Some scammers create websites that look identical to official sites, with the only difference being the actual website address. Look for errors in spelling or unusual domains. Use tools that protect your data. Different tools can keep your data safe in various ways. The safest approach for credit card protection would be to have more than one line of defense. Virtual Private Network, or VPN. A virtual private network, or VPN, encrypts your data and keeps your browsing history private. VPNs are essentially useful for blocking hackers from accessing your personal and financial information when you're on public Wi-Fi or other unsecured networks. Password Manager. A password manager stores all of your passwords in one secure place, and you only need to remember one master password. You no longer have an excuse for using your pet's name as the password for all of your accounts, which makes you vulnerable to hackers. Virtual credit cards. Virtual credit cards are a relatively new tool to protect credit card information. Virtual credit cards link to your actual credit card, but use a temporary number for online transactions. If some character tries to get hold of your virtual credit card number, they won't be able to use it for another transaction. Install malware protection. Malware protection software is one of the best ways of preventing credit card fraud. It scans your computer for any malicious programs and prevents them from running. Should you fall prey to a well-crafted scheme and unknowingly download malware, the malware protection software should keep your computer safe. Don't use public Wi-Fi to access your personal or financial information. Public Wi-Fi networks are often unsecured, making them easy targets for hackers looking to steal credit card information. When you use a public Wi-Fi network to access personal or financial information, you're basically announcing that information to any hacker on the network. Instead, use a secure Wi-Fi network on your mobile data plan to access this information. If you must use public Wi-Fi, use a virtual private network or VPN to encrypt and protect your data from prying eyes. Insert the chip instead of swiping. Chip cards or EMV cards are more secure than traditional magnetic strip cards. Inserting a chip card into a chip-enabled terminal generates a unique code for that transaction. This code can't be used again, making it difficult for criminals to use your credit card information. Whenever possible, use your chip card instead of swiping the magnetic strip. Heed your browser's, quote, unsecure website warning. When you're browsing the internet, your browser will sometime display a warning that a website is not secure. That's your cue to proceed with caution because the website doesn't use encryption to protect your data. Count on hackers waiting for personal or financial information to fly across these websites. If you want to be sure a website uses encryption, look for the HTTPS in the website's URL. That S means secure. The dangers of your credit card details falling into the wrong hands. All credit card issuers employ various methods of credit card fraud detection, but don't rely solely on all of these methods. The scammer's business is to find ways around them. The consequences of credit card fraud can be severe. Racking up debt, paying for criminals' fun, and ruined credit are all possible outcomes. Worse still, losing control of sensitive personal information can lead to identity theft. The emotional toll would weigh heavily even if you trust that financial institutions will support you through such an ordeal. If you suspect you have become the victim of fraudulent activity, report the credit card fraud as soon as possible, which can limit the damage. Many credit card companies have fraud protection policies that reimburse you for unauthorized charges. However, it's essential to read the fine print and understand the terms and conditions of your credit card agreement. Our next article is entitled, Best 0% APR Credit Cards for April 2023. Are you looking to finance a large purchase? By opening a credit card with an introductory 0% annual percentage rate on purchases, you could enjoy interest-free payments on your spending for up to 21 months, saving you a bundle on interest. Choosing one of the best 0% APR credit cards highlighted in this article can make a lot of sense if you want to break up the cost of a large expense, say for home upgrades or car repairs, into more manageable payments. But before you rack up charges during the interest-free period, make a plan to pay off the balance before the 0% window expires. After that, you'll likely be charged a much higher variable interest rate on any remaining balance. Average credit card interest rates are currently about 20%. We've rounded up the best 0% offers on credit cards for purchases. These cards also provide a 0% introductory rate on balance transfers, which can be helpful for refinancing high-rate credit card debt. For cards with 21 months of 0% interest, Bank AmeriCard credit card. This card from Bank of America provides a lengthy 21-month period of 0% interest, one of the most generous offers on the market. Once you have paid off your big purchase, this card has a below-average APR. But as the card offers few perks like cash back, we recommend using it for stretching out payments with no interest. The Bank AmeriCard may also be used to make a balance transfer within the first 60 days of opening the account for a 3% transfer fee. Those with good credit score or better are more likely to be approved for this card. This card offers a 0% interest rate for 21 months on purchases or balance transfers After the introductory period, the standard variable APR is 15.74% to 25.74%. There is no annual fee, and the penalty APR, there is none. Paying late won't automatically raise your interest rate, and there is a late payment fee up to $40. And the perks, they do offer a free FICO score. Wells Fargo Reflect Card. Enjoy up to 21 months of 0% interest if you pay your credit card bill on time. If you pay your wireless bill with the card, you qualify for up to $600 worth of protection for loss or damage to your cell phone. This card also offers balance transfers made within the first 120 days of opening the account with a 3% fee. The Wells Fargo Reflect Card may also come in handy for an emergency, offering roadside assistance and insurance protection for a rental car up to $50,000. Be sure that you understand how to use the card's benefits. The interest rate is 0% APR for 18 months from the account opening on purchases, as well as on qualifying balance transfers, plus 3 additional months interest-free if you pay at least the minimum due on time during the introductory period for the total of 21 months of 0% interest. And after that, the APR is a variable rate of 17.49% to 29.49%. There is no annual fee. The penalty APR, if you make a late payment during the introductory period, you may lose your 0% interest rate. And the late payment fee can run up to $40. Additional perks, up to $600 per claim of protection for your cell phone against damage or theft if you pay your monthly wireless bill with the card. You pay a $25 deductible, and you get up to 2 paid claims per 12 months. For 18 months of 0% APR, the Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card. In addition to a 0% rate on purchases and qualifying balance transfers for 18 months, cardholders also get cash back rewards on all their spending and a $200 sign-up bonus. Get 3% back in a category like dining or gas that you can change each month, 2% back at the grocery store and wholesale clubs, and 1% back on everything else. After spending $2,500 in combined spending in the first 2% and 3% categories, the rewards card rate drops to 1%. So those with high rates of spending may want to supplement this card with another cashback credit card. This card is best for those who are already Bank of America customers with significant savings or checking balances. The highest customer tier adds another 0.75% cash back to the standard rewards rate. The interest rate is 0% for 18 billing cycles on purchases and balance transfers. Then the variable rate will be 17.74%. to 27.74%. There is no annual fee. The penalty APR is up to 29.99% if you make a late payment, and up to $40 in a late payment fee. Other perks of the card, 3% cash back in one category that you can change monthly. The 6 categories are gas, online shopping, dining, travel, drugstores, and home improvement and furnishings. Cardholders also get 2% cash back at the grocery store and wholesale clubs. The 3% and 2% rewards are limited to $2,500 in combined spending in those categories each quarter. After that, you earn 1%. All other spending gets 1% cash back. Sign-up bonus, $200 cash back if you spend $1,000 in the first 90 days. And the Chase Slate Edge. This card offers a solid option for those looking to finance a large purchase within 18 months, interest-free. Don't be distracted, however, by the card's offer to lower your interest rate by 2% each year for good credit habits. You should pay all of your credit card balance on time each month to avoid paying any interest. You may also transfer a balance from another card within the first 60 days of opening the account for $5 or 3% of the transfer amount, whichever is higher. One of the best ways to raise your credit score is to pay your bills on time and keep your credit utilization as low as possible. So the card's welcome offer to raise the credit limit for cardholders who spend at least $500 and pay their bills on time during the first 6 months could improve your credit score and help establish good habits. The interest rate is 0% for 18 months on purchases and transfers, and then a variable rate of 19.49 to 28.24%. There's no annual fee. Penalty APR is up to 29.99% if you fail to make the minimum payment on time or make a payment that is returned unpaid to Chase. And there's a up to $40 late payment fee. Other perks: if you pay your bill on time and spend $500 in the first 6 months, Chase automatically reviews whether you're eligible for a higher credit limit. If you make purchases of at least $1,000 in an account anniversary year and make all payments on time, you may get a 2% reduction of the standard APR for purchases and balance transfers. The additional perks: the cardholder enjoys 3 free months of membership with Dash Pass, which provides reduced fees on orders from delivery service DoorDash, and 50% off Dash Pass for the following 9 months. You also get a complimentary 3 months of Instacart membership, which provides reduced fees on orders from delivery service Instacart. And the last card highlighted is the U.S. Bank Visa Platinum Card. This card offers 18 billing cycles of a 0% APR for purchases or balance transfers. The card does not offer points or cash back. Card also offers some peace of mind against cracked screens or waterlogged cell phones. After a $25 deductible, you get up to $600 protection against cover damage or theft when you pay your monthly cell phone bill with your U.S. Bank Visa Platinum credit card. Again, 0% interest rate for 18 billing cycles. Variable rate will then change to 19.24 to 29.24%. There is no annual fee and no penalty APR with up to a $41 late payment fee. We have run out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. I hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to listen to us again next time. On behalf of the North Carolina Reading Service, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is also available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, give us a call, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.